right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I hope that your mental health gets better. I hope that your situation clears up. All right, people. Welcome, welcome, people. Greetings, family. Shalom, people. All four corners of the earth, all tribes, all nations, all tongues, all languages, all races, all people. Welcome in. Thank you all for chiming in and listening. God bless you all. I hope that you all had a blessed day. I hope that this is a blessed week for you all as well. I pray that whatever the Most High has in store for you, that he gives it to you abundantly, a hundredfold, a floodgate of blessings over your life. Amen. I pray that you have more stability and that you're more firm. I pray that you can have more resources so that you can help more people along your journey. And I just hope that you're able to be a blessing to others as well. Amen. That you're more generous and a cheerful giver, and that you could keep doing your service for God. You could keep spreading his word, doing Father's business, doing Father's will, praying for somebody, singing a new song or something. Do something for the Lord. A work for the Lord is not in vain. Amen. Let us serve God with joy, diligence. Let us be fervent, and let us not be weary about what we do. You know, let us have a lot of zeal and energy about how we're going about things. Amen. So let us love the Lord our God with all our mind, heart, and soul. And let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Let us obey all the law, statutes, and commandments, all 613, 614 law, statutes, commandments. Let us obey the gospel. Let us know him better personally. Let us keep him. Let us keep him first. Let's stay in his presence. Let's keep the kingdom of heaven first. And let's always be about kingdom building. Amen. I know times are challenging out here for many people. So much people going through different scenarios, situations in their life. But let your personal life improve for the Lord. Let you go forward and upward in your walk with God. Amen. All right, y'all. So in today's message, what we're going to do is go into the book of the book of Numbers. All right. We're in the book of Numbers, chapter 8. All right. We're in the book of Numbers, chapter 8. And continue from there on out. All right. So we're continuing this Bible series of just reading the law, such commandments, the books of Moses and everything. We're going to go through it in order. Amen. So let everything be done in decency and order. So the book of Numbers, it discusses the law, such as commandments. It discusses counting all the soldiers and warriors for Israel. It also explains God constantly speaking to Moses and Aaron and things of that nature. All right. So we're going to continue with the book of Numbers reading. Then we're going to close out with prayer and the priestly blessing to end it from there. All right. So here we go. The book of Numbers, chapter 8. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and say unto him, when thou lightest the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light over against the candlestick. And Aaron did so. He lighted the lamps thereof over against the candlestick as the Lord commanded Moses. And this work of the candlestick was of beaten gold, unto the shaft thereof, unto the flowers thereof, was beaten work, according unto the pattern which the Lord had showed Moses. So he made the candlestick. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, take the Levites from among the children of Israel and cleanse them, and thus shalt do unto them to cleanse them, sprinkle water of purifying upon them, and let them shave all their flesh, and let them wash their clothes, and so make themselves clean. Then let them take a young bullock with his meat offering, even fine flour mingled with oil, and another young bullock shalt thou take for a sin offering. And thou shalt bring the Levites before the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou shalt gather the whole assembly of the children of Israel together. And thou shalt bring the Levites before the Lord, and the children of Israel shall put their hands upon the Levites. And Aaron shall offer the Levites before the Lord for an offering of the children of Israel, that they may execute the service of the Lord. And the Levites shall lay their hands upon the heads of the bullocks, and thou shalt offer the one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering unto the Lord to make an atonement for the Levites. And thou shalt set the Levites before Aaron and before his sons and offer them for an offering unto the Lord. Thus shalt thou separate the Levites from among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. And after that shall the Levites go in to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou shalt cleanse them and offer them for an offering, for they are wholly given unto me from among the children of Israel, instead of such as open every womb, even instead of the firstborn of all the children of Israel, have I taken them unto me. For all the firstborn of the children of Israel are mine, both man and beast, on the day that I smote every firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified them for myself. And I have taken the Levites for all the firstborn of the children of Israel. And I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and to his sons from among the children of Israel to do the service of the children of Israel in the tabernacle of the congregation and to make an atonement for the children of Israel, that there be no plague among the children of Israel when the children of Israel come nigh unto the sanctuary. And Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel did to the Levites according to all that the Lord commanded Moses concerning the Levites. So did the children of Israel unto them. And the Levites were purified, and they washed their clothes, and Aaron offered them as an offering before the Lord. And Aaron made an atonement for them to cleanse them. And after that went the Levites and to do their service in the tabernacle of the congregation before Aaron and before his sons, as the Lord had commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so did they unto them. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, this is it that belongeth to the Levites. From 25 years old and upward, they shall go in to wait upon the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. And from the age of 50 years, they shall cease waiting upon the service thereof, and shall serve no more, but shall minister with their brethren in the tabernacle of the congregation to keep the charge, and shall do no service. Thus shalt thou do unto the Levites touching their charge. So that's the book of Numbers chapter 8 reading. Now we're going to go to the book of Numbers chapter 9 reading. All right. Numbers chapter 9. And the Lord spoke unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, let the children of Israel also keep the Passover at his appointed season. In the 14th day of this month, at evening, ye shall keep in it in the appointed season, according to all the rites of it, and according to all the ceremonies thereof, shall ye keep it. And Moses spoke unto the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover. And they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first month at evening in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So did the children of Israel. And there were certain men who were defiled by the dead body of a man, that they could not keep the Passover on that day. And they came before Moses and before Aaron on that day. And those men said unto him, we are defiled by the dead body of a man. Wherefore are we kept back, that we may not offer an offering of the Lord in his appointed season among the children of Israel? And Moses said unto them, stand still, and I will hear what the Lord will command concerning you. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if any man of you or of your posterity shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, or be in a journey afar off, yet he shall keep the Passover to the Lord. The 14th day of the second month at evening, they shall keep it, and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall leave none of it until the morning, nor break any bone of it. According to all the ordinances of the Passover, they shall keep it. But the man that is clean and is not in a journey and forbeareth to keep the Passover, even the same soul shall be cut off from among this people, because he brought not the offering of the Lord in his appointed season, that man shall bear his sin. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you and will keep the Passover to the Lord, according to the ordinance of the Passover and according to the manner thereof, shall he do. Ye shall have one ordinance, both for the stranger and for him that was born in the land. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony. And at evening, there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning. So it was always the cloud covered it by day and the appearance of fire by night. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after the children of Israel journeyed, and in the place where the cloud abode, there the children of Israel pitched their tents. At the commandment of the Lord, the children of Israel journeyed, and at the commandment of the Lord they pitched. As long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. And when the cloud tarried along upon the tabernacle many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of the Lord and journeyed not. And so it was, when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment of the Lord, they abode in their tents, and according to the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. And so it was, when the cloud abode from evening until the morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the morning, then they journeyed. Whether it was by day or by night that the cloud was taken up, they journeyed. Or whether it were 2 days, or a month, or a year, that the cloud tarried upon the tabernacle, remaining thereon, the children of Israel abode in their tents, and journeyed not. But when it was taken up, they journeyed. At the commandment of the Lord, they rested in the tents. At the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Lord. At the commandment of the Lord, by the hand of Moses. All right, so that's the book of Numbers, chapter 9. So now we're going to go into the book of Numbers, chapter 10. All right. Book of Numbers, chapter 10. All right, chapter 10. Here we go. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, make these two trumpets of silver, of a whole piece shall thou make them, thou that mayest use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes which are heads of the thousands of Israel shall gather themselves unto thee. When ye blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east part shall go forward. When ye blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. And hold on, my bad, y'all. I think I skipped a verse. Hold on, let me see it again. All right, chapter 10, verse 4. And if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes which are heads of the thousands of Israel shall gather themselves unto thee. When ye blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east part shall go forward. When ye blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. But when the congregation is to be gathered together, ye shall blow, but ye shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generations. And if ye go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, then ye shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and ye shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and ye shall be saved from your enemies. Also in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginnings of your months, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month, in the second year, that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony. And the children of Israel took their journeys out of the wilderness of Sinai, and the cloud rested in the wilderness of Paran. And they first took their journey according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. In the first place when went the standard of the camp of the children of Judah, according to their armies, and over his host was Nashon, the son of Amminadab, and over the host of the tribe of children of Issachar was Nethaneel, the son of Zuar, and over the host of the tribe of the children of Zebulun was Eliab, the son of Helon. And the tabernacle was taken down, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari set forward, bearing the tabernacle. And the standard of the camp of Reuben set forward according to the armies, according to their armies, and over his host was Eleazar, the son of Shadir, and over the host of the tribe of the children of Simeon was Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai, and over the host of the tribe of the children of Gad was Eliasaph, the son of Deuel. And the Kohathites set forward bearing the sanctuary, and the other did set up the tabernacle against they came. And the standard of the camp of the children of Ephraim was set forward according to their armies, and over his host was Eliashama, the son of Amihud. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Manasseh was Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Benjamin was Abidan, the son of Gideoni. And the standard of the camp of the children of Dan set forward, which was the reward of all the camps throughout their host. And over his host was Ahizer, the son of Amishadai. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Asher was Pagiel, the son of Akran. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Naphtali was Ahira, the son of Enan. Thus were the journeyings of the children of Israel according to their armies when they set forward. And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Raguel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are journeying into the place of the Lord, which the Lord said, I will give it to you. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good. For the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. And he said unto him, I will not go, but I will depart to my own land, and to my own kindred. And he said, leave us not, I pray thee. For as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and thou mayest be to us a stead of eyes. And it shall be, if thou go with us, yeah, it shall be that what goodness of the Lord shall do unto us, the same we will do unto thee. And they departed from the mountain of the Lord, 3 days' journey, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them in a 3 days' journey to search out a resting place for them. And the cloud of the Lord was upon them by day when they went out of the camp. And it came to pass when the ark set forth that Moses said, "Rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them hate, and let them that hate thee flee before thee." And when it rested, he said, "Return, O Lord, unto the many thousands of Israel." All right, so that is the book of Numbers, chapter 10. Now we're going to go to the book of Numbers, chapter 11. All right, so here we go, the book of Numbers, chapter 11. And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord, and the Lord heard it, and his anger. His anger kindled, and the fire of the Lord burnt among them and consumed them that were in the uttermost parts of the camp. And the people cried unto Moses. And when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched. And he called the name of the place Taberah, because the fire of the Lord burnt among them. And the mixed multitude that was among them fell a lusting. And the children of Israel also wept again and said, "Who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember the fish, which we did eat in Egypt freely, the cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. But now our soul is dried away. There is nothing at all beside this manna before our eyes." And the manna was a coordinator seed, and the color thereof the color bedlium. And the people went about and gathered it and ground it in mills, or beat it in a mortar. Mortar and baked it in pans and made cakes of it. And the taste of it was as the taste of fresh oil. And when the dew fell upon the camp in the night, the manna fell upon it. Then Moses heard the people weep throughout their families, every man in the door of his tent. And the anger of the Lord was kindled greatly. Moses also was displeased. And Moses said to the Lord, "Wherefore hast thou afflicted thy servant? And wherefore have I not found favor in thy sight, that thou layest the burden of all this people upon me? Have I conceived all this people? Have I begotten them, that thou should say unto me, 'Carry them in thy bosom, as a nursing father beareth the sucking child,' unto the land which thou swear unto their fathers? Whence should I have flesh to give unto all this people? For they weep unto me, saying, 'Give us flesh that we may eat.' I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. And if thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. And I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take of the spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone. And say thou unto the people, 'Sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, and ye shall eat flesh. For ye have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, Who shall give us flesh to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore the Lord will give you flesh, and ye shall eat. Ye shall not eat 1 day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, neither 10 days, nor 20 days, but even a whole month, until it come out at your nostrils, and it be loathsome unto you, because that ye have despised the Lord which is among you, and have wept before him, saying, Why came we forth out of Egypt?" And Moses said, "The people among whom I am are 600,000 footmen, and thou hast said, 'I will give them flesh that they may eat a whole month.' Shall the flocks and the herds be slain for them to suffice them, or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to suffice them?" And the Lord said unto Moses, "Is the Lord's hand waxed short? Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not." And Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people, and set them round about the tabernacle. And the Lord came down in a cloud and spoke unto them, and took of the spirit that was upon him. and gave them to the 70 elders, and it came to pass that when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease. But there remained two of the men in the camp. The name of the one was Eldad, and the name of the other Medad. And the Spirit rested upon them, and they were of them that written, but went not out into the tabernacle, and they prophesied in the camp. And there ran a young man and told Moses and said, Eldad and Medad do prophesy in thy camp. They prophesied in the camp. And Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, my lord Moses forbid them. And Moses said unto him, enviest thou for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit upon them. And Moses got him into the camp, he and the elders of Israel. And there went forth a wind from the Lord, and brought quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, as it were a day's journey on the side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp, and as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. And the people stood up all that day, and all that night, and all the next day. And they gathered the quails, he that gathered least gathered the 10 homers, and they spread them all abroad for themselves round about the camp. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. And he called the name of that place Kibroth Hattaavah. And because they were burned, because they were buried, the people that lusted, and the people journeyed from Kibroth Hattaavah unto Hazeroth, and abode at Hazeroth. All right, so that's the book of Numbers chapter 11 reading. All right, now we're going to go to the book of Numbers chapter 12 reading. All right, so here we go. Also with that summary of chapter 11 of Numbers, the book of Numbers chapter 11 summary, the people kept complaining and bickering. So that's why the Lord was angry at them. So the Lord even weeded some of them out. His anger was kindled towards them. All right, so that was the summary of chapter 11 of Numbers reading. All right, now we're going to go into Numbers chapter 12. All right, Numbers chapter 12, here we go. And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spoke suddenly unto Moses and to Aaron and unto Miriam, come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And the three came out. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both came forth. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him I will speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And in the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle. And behold, Miriam became a leprous. She became a leper, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said unto Moses, alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead, of whom the flesh is half consumed when he cometh out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, heal her now, O God, I beseech thee. And the Lord said unto Moses, if her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that let her be received in again. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. And afterward the people removed from Hazeroth and pitched in the wilderness of Paran. So that's the book of Numbers chapter 12 reading. So things get a little crazy and wild in that one, because Miriam, who was Moses' sister, and Aaron, who was Moses' brother, they were both basically kind of backbiting and talking bad about Moses. And they kind of gave him hell because he married an Ethiopian woman. And they were really, you know, giving him a hard time over that. They was really negative towards him, showed a lot of hostility about that and disapproval of it. And God got very angry about that. And he was, his anger was kindled towards Aaron and Miriam, but he was so angry, he turned Miriam into a leper. So he truly made an example out of her and really had to humble her. Cause you know, women got that mouth. So when women go off on you verbally, man, they just don't know when to stop. So God had to really punish her and turn her into a leper. You know what I'm saying? And they had to wait for their journey until she was cleansed and received back in. So they couldn't journey until 7 days because of that. But all in all, that was an example of when God does things for certain people, you shouldn't challenge it or go against it or talk bad about it because God will punish you for it. If someone is a man or a woman of God and they're doing something you don't agree with, you know, you keep that to yourself. You don't give that person hell over the things that God is doing for that person. You get what I'm saying? And with Israelite men, they always married all types of women anyway. They married Ethiopian women. They've dated, married all types of women in different regions and nations. So, you know, Miriam and Aaron was just very angry about it and gave Moses a hard time, but the Lord gave him a hard time about it. You see what I'm saying? So when God is doing something for somebody's life, do not talk bad about it. Do not badmouth it because God will literally punish you for that. All right. Always keep your peace. If you disapprove of something, keep your peace because that don't need to be said or explained. It's not necessary. But and all in all, the book of Numbers chapter 12 also discussed how Moses was one of the most humble, meek men of the face of the earth. So Moses was a very meek, humble man. You know, so when he was going through it with his brother and sister, he didn't even probably play into it or what have you. He just let God handle it. You get what I'm saying? But then when Moses put it to God's hands, then Moses had to cry out to God because, you know, he saw the result of God's anger and his wrath towards Miriam. So that's the book of Numbers chapter 12. All right. So now we're going to go into the book of Numbers chapter 13. All right, the book of Numbers chapter 13. So here we go. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. And Moses, by the command of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel. And these were their names: of the tribe of Reuben, Shammua, the son of Zakur; of the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat, the son of Hori, son of Harai; of the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh; of the tribe of Issachar, Igal, the son of Joseph; of the tribe of Ephraim, Oshea, the son of Nun; of the tribe of Benjamin, Paltai, the son of Raphu; of the tribe of Zebulun, Gadiel, the son of Sadai, the son of Sadi; of the tribe of Joseph, namely of the tribe of Manasseh, Gadi, the son of Sasai, Susi; of the tribe of Dan, Amiel, the son of Gamali, the son of Gamali; of the tribe of Asher, Sethur, the son of Michael; of the tribe of Naphtali, Nabi, the son of Vafsi; of the tribe of Gad, Giuel, the son of Machai. Bear with me as I try to, if I mispronounce some of those names, all right? Need to understand the Hebrew better. But these are the names of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land, and Moses called Oshea, the son of Nun, Joshua. And Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, get you up this wayward, this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be good therein or not. And be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land. Now the time was the time of the first ripe grapes. So they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rehob, as men come to Hamath. And they ascended by the south and came unto Hebron, where Ahiman, Shishai, and Tamai, the children of Anak, were. Now Hebron was built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. And they came unto the brook of Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bare it between the two upon a staff, and they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs. The place was called the brook Eshcol, because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel and to the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came into the land with there thou sent us, and surely it is flow with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search, it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. All right, so that's the book of Numbers, chapter 13. So basically, this is where Israel is preparing to go to war and spy out the land and take back what belongs to them and what God promised them, and they're just scouting, you know, doing like a scout report. They're just trying to, you know, check out their enemies and see what they're doing and how it is out there. So that was just what the book of Numbers chapter 13 was exemplifying. All right. So now we're going to go into the book of Numbers chapter 14. All right. The book of Numbers chapter 14. Here we go. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness? And wherefore hath the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said unto one another, let us make a captain, and let us return into Egypt. Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spoke unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search, it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land. For they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation bade stone with them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? And how long will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? I will smite them with the pestilence, and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. And Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them. and they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land. For they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, that thou, Lord, art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by daytime in a pillar of cloud and in a pillar of fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he swore to them, therefore he hath slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great, according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is longsuffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generations. Pardon, I beseech thee, the iniquity of this people according to the greatness of thy mercy, and as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swore to their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwelt in the valley. Tomorrow turn you and get you into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And the Lord spoke to Moses and said to Aaron, the Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, says the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years and upward, which have murmured against me. Doubtless ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swore to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, them I will bring in, and they shall know that the land which ye have despised, but as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness, and your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years, and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness, after the number of the days in which ye search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year, shall ye bear your iniquities even 40 years, and ye shall know my breach of promise. I, the Lord, have said, I will surely do it unto all this evil congregation that are gathered together against me. In this wilderness they shall be consumed, and there they shall die. And the men which Moses sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation murmur against him, by bringing up a slander upon the land, even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land, died by the plague before the Lord. But Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search the land, lived still. And Moses told these sayings to all the children of Israel. And the people mourned greatly. And they rose up early in the morning and got them up into the top of the mountain, saying, lo, we be here, and we will go up unto the place which the Lord hath promised, for we have sinned. And Moses said, wherefore now do ye transgress the commandment of the Lord? But it shall not prosper. Go not up, for the Lord is not among you, that ye be not smitten before your enemies. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are over there before you, and ye shall fall by the sword, because ye turned away from the Lord. Therefore the Lord will not be with you. But they presumed to go up unto the hilltop. Nevertheless, the ark of the covenant of the Lord and Moses departed not out of the camp. Then the Amalekites came down, and the Canaanites which dwelt in that hill smote them and discomfited them, even unto Hormah. All right, so that's the book of Numbers, chapter 14, right there. So as you can see the summary of that, you saw how the congregation of Israel was evil and murmuring against God. They were slandering the Lord and Moses and Aaron and Joshua and Caleb and all that. And even the leaders that were sent out to spy the land, God even got rid of them too. God even killed them and plagued them in that wilderness. So God has a way of weeding out evil and weeding out people who are not adding anything, no service or whatnot. So when you're going against the Lord, you get slayed for that. You get what I mean? The Lord's not going to be with you. And the congregation, some of them went up to the mountaintop to try to go to war on their own behalf out of their own will, and they lost. You only do things out of God's will. When you do things out of God's will, that's when you prosper. That's when you win. That's when he's with you. When you're doing things out of your own will, out of your own flesh, you don't prosper out of that. And that's not just a lesson dealing with pride or war. That's just a life lesson in general. And I speak for myself as well. I look at my lifetime and I look at all the times that I've tried to do things on my own behalf. And I failed a lot of times throughout my life. I made plenty of poor choices and did a lot of bad things and shortcomings due to my pride or doing things out of my own will, not putting God first. So I'm just now in my lifetime practicing putting him first and trying to do his will. So I'm just trying to pass that on to y'all as well. You know what I mean? Like, all of us throughout our lifetime, we've all always tried to do things our own way, try to be stubborn or rebellious or hard-headed, or try to act like we got to figure it out on our own. And then we see the results of it and it comes to nothing and we get more frustrated by it. You get what I'm saying? So in this time period that we're in right now, we need to truly obey God's voice more than ever. We need to truly obey his will. We need to really, like, be firm, all right? Because this is not the time period to be disobedient. This is not the time period to stray away from the Lord. I'm just keeping it real with y'all, all right? So we really have to put the Lord first from here on out, all right? So God still spared, of course, Moses, Aaron, a few of the Israelites, and he spared Joshua and Caleb because they were the only ones who did right by God, but the rest didn't. So God will always keep a few and weed out the rest. That's how the Lord does things, all right? So now we're going to go into the book of Numbers, chapter 15, okay? The book of Numbers, chapter 15, all right? So always remember that we have to be strong and courageous and, you know, be bold, and the Lord will be with us. You know, I mean, we go our battles and we face things, amen? So always keep that in mind, all right? Let us not be haughty or arrogant or prideful, all right? Pride comes before the fall, pride before destruction, all right? So let's go to the book of Numbers, chapter 15. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye be come into the land of your habitations, which I give unto you, and will make an offering by fire to the Lord, a burnt offering, or a sacrifice, in performing a vow, or in a freewill offering, or in your solemn feast, to make a sweet savour unto the Lord, of the herd or of the flock, then shall he that offereth his offering to the Lord bring a meat offering of a tenth deal of flour mingled with the fourth part of a hin of oil, and the fourth part of an hin of wine for a drink offering, shall thou prepare with the burnt offering or sacrifice for one lamb. Or for a ram, thou shalt prepare for a meat offering 2 tenth deals of flour mingled with the third part of an hin of oil. And for a drink offering, thou shalt offer the third part of a hin of wine for a sweet savour unto the Lord. And when thou preparest a bullock for a burnt offering, or for a sacrifice in performing a vow, or peace offerings unto the Lord, there shall he bring with a bullock a meal offering of 3 tenth deals of flour mingled with half an hin of oil. And thou shalt bring forth a drink of offering half of a hin of wine for an offering made by fire of a sweet savour unto the Lord. Thus shall it be done for one bullock, or for one ram, or for a lamb or a kid. According to the number that ye shall prepare, so shall ye do to every one according to their number. All that are born of the country shall do these things after this manner, an offering made by fire of a sweet savour unto the Lord. And if a stranger sojourn with you, or whosoever be among you in your generations, and will offer an offering made by fire of a sweet savour unto the Lord, as ye do, so he shall do. One ordinance shall be both for you of the congregation and also for the stranger that sojourneth with you, an ordinance forever in your generations as ye are. So shall the stranger be before the Lord. One law and one manner shall be for you and for the stranger that sojourneth with you. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when ye come into the land where I bring you, then it shall be that when ye eat of the bread of the land, ye shall offer up an heave offering unto the Lord. Ye shall offer up a cake of the first of your dough for an heave offering, as ye do the heave offering of the threshing floor, so shall ye heave it. Of the first of your dough, ye shall give it to the Lord, an heave offering in your generations. And if ye have erred and not observed all these commandments, which the Lord hath spoken unto Moses, even all that the Lord had commanded you by the hand of Moses, from the day that the Lord commanded Moses and henceforward among your generations, then it shall be, if aught be committed by ignorance without the knowledge of the congregation, that all the congregation shall offer one young bullock for a burnt offering for a sweet savour unto the Lord, with his meat offering and his drink offering, according to the matter, and one kid of the goats for a sin offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for all the generations of the children of Israel, and it shall be forgiven them, for it is ignorance, and they shall bring their offering, a sacrifice made by fire to the Lord, and their sin offering before the Lord for their ignorance. And it shall be forgiven all the congregation of the children of Israel, and a stranger that sojourneth among them, seeing all the people were in ignorance. And if any soul sin through ignorance, then he shall bring a she-goat of the first year of a sin offering, and the priest shall make an atonement for the soul that sinneth ignorantly, when he sinneth by ignorance before the Lord, to make an atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. Ye shall have one law for him that sinneth through ignorance, both for him that is born among the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourneth among them. But the soul that doeth aught presumptuously, whether he be born in the land or a stranger, the same reproacheth the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he hath despised the word of the Lord, and hath broken his commandment. The soul shall utterly be cut off, his iniquity shall be upon him. And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. And they that found him gathering sticks brought him to Moses and Aaron, and unto all the congregation. And they put him inward, because it was not declared what should be done to him. And the Lord said to Moses, the man shall be surely put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp. And all the congregation brought him without the camp, and stoned him with stones, and he died, as the Lord commanded Moses. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make the fringes and the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of their borders a ribbons of blue, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them. And that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. So that's the book of Numbers chapter 15 reading. As you can see, the Lord has given them more commandments and more things to do. Somebody dishonored or disobeyed the Sabbath and was still doing something, and then they stoned him to death for that. You know what I mean? So you could see throughout the Law of Commandments how serious it was to obey God. But when you read the New Covenant, you saw how Christ had more grace and mercy about certain things. He was still pressing people that to fulfill the law and to keep the commandments if you love him. But there's much more grace and mercy with the New Covenant than how it was in ancient times. You know, like in ancient times, the law was what it was. And, you know, if you didn't do it, you was either cut off from your people or you died from it. That's how it was with Christ. Christ came to give life in abundance. So he still pressed us to still keep commandments and live holy. But there's a lot more grace and mercy about the way we do about things, about the way we go about our life. Because when we look at our life, like things we do, if out of 613 lost his commandments, we really broke a lot of them throughout our lifetime when you think of it. But by Christ's blood and him dying for our sins, that really, Christ paid the price for that. Because as generations move forward, more people are going to stray away from the ways of God. You get what I'm saying? So with the new covenant and with Christ and with the grace and mercy aspect, it brings us back to the Lord. It brings us back as a collective, all four corners of the earth. And not only just physically, but spiritually for eternal life. You get what I'm saying? Because this generation today is more lawless than ever, definitely a more sinful generation. So the gospel, the Colossians commandments, the gospel, the teachings of Christ, the things he spoke to us is the way. Like, he is the way, truth, and life. Because you saw how it was as I'm reading this, as I'm reading the five books of Moses, I'm reading this, and I'm like, man, like, we look at our lives and the things we've done. Like, we were supposed to die a long time ago. When you think of, when you, according to the law, when you read it, you get what I'm saying? But due to Christ's love and his grace and mercy, that keeps us going. You get what I'm saying? So we got to be mindful of, like, our life and reflect on it and really thank God for his grace and mercy. Thank God for his son. Thank God for his promises and covenants. Because, you know, you read it as it is, it's like, wow, you know. So let us do better and live better. Amen. All right. And appreciate things more often. All right. So let us not walk around with too much guilt and heaviness. You know, you are redeemed, forgiven, loved. Now we got to just do better from now on. Amen. And hold, have more accountability and more responsibility and duty as we live for God. All right. So that was the book of Numbers chapter 15. Now we're going to go to the book of Numbers chapter 16. All right. The book of Numbers chapter 16. Here we go. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan, and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben, took men, and they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron and said unto them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves against above the congregation of the Lord? And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face, and he spoke unto Korah and unto all his company, saying, even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near to him, even him whom he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. This do, take your censers, Korah, and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Lord do choose, he shall be holy. Ye take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. And Moses said to Korah, here I pray you, ye sons of Levi, seemeth but a small thing unto you, that the God of Israel hath separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself, to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord, and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them. And he hath brought thee near to him, and all thy brethren, the sons of Levi, with thee, and seek ye the priesthood also, for which cause both thou and all thy company are gathered together against the Lord. And what is Aaron, that ye murmur against him? And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which said, we will not come up. Is it a small thing that thou hast brought us up out of a land that flows with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, except thou make thyself altogether a prince over us? Moreover, thou hast not brought us into a land that floweth with milk and honey, or given us inheritance, or fields, and vineyards. Would thou put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. And Moses was very wroth and said unto the Lord, respect not thou their offering. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them. And Moses said unto Korah, be thou and all thy company before the Lord, thou and they and Aaron tomorrow, and take every man his censer and put incense in them, and bring ye before the Lord every man his censer, 250 censers, thou also, and Aaron, each of you his censer. And they took every man his censer and put fire in them and laid incense thereon, and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses and Aaron. And Korah gathered all the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, saying, separate yourselves from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. And they fell upon their faces and said, O God, let the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and will thou be wroth with all the congregation? And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the congregation, saying, get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, And Moses rose up and went into Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spoke unto the congregation, saying, Depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins. So they got up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram on every side. And Dathan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tents, and their wives and their sons and their little children. And Moses said, Hereby ye shall know that the Lord hath sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own mind. If these men die in the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord hath not sent me. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up, with all that appertaineth to them, and they go down quicker to the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. And it came to pass, as he had made an end speaking of all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertained unto Korah, and all their goods, they and all that appertained to them, went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them, for they said, Lest the earth swallow us up also. And there came out a fire from the Lord and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, that he take up the censers out of the burning, and scatter thou the fire yonder, for they are hallowed, the censers of these sinners against their own souls. Let them make them broad plates for a covering of the altar, for they offer them before the Lord. Therefore they are hallowed, and they shall be assigned to the children of Israel. And Eleazar the priest took the brazen censers, wherewith that they were burnt had offered, and they were made broad plates for a covering of the altar, to be a memorial unto the children of Israel, that no stranger which is not of the seed of Aaron come near to offer incense before the Lord, that he be not as Korah and as his company, as the Lord said it to him by the hand of Moses. But on the morrow, all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying, Ye have killed the people of the Lord. And it came to pass, when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron, they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. And Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Get you up from among this congregation, that I may consume them as in a moment. And they fell upon their faces. And Moses said to Aaron, Take a censer and put fire therein from off the altar, and put on incense, and go quickly into the congregation and make an atonement for them. For there is wrath gone out from the Lord. The plague is begun. And Aaron took as Moses commanded and ran into the midst of the congregation. Behold, the plague was begun among the people. And he put on incense and made an atonement for the people. And he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Now they that died in the plague were 14,700, beside them that died about the manner of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed. So that's the book of Numbers, chapter 16. So you're seeing this divide within the congregation. You're seeing how people are rising up against Moses and Aaron. You're seeing the betrayal. You're seeing people picking sides. You're seeing people doing their old things instead of following God. And you're seeing God consuming them. You're seeing God's wrath and anger and judgment and plagues being poured out on them. So this is how a lot of division starts. You know, it always starts from difference of opinions, different directions of people's agendas and intentions, pride, you know, all those things mixed in together is what causes these issues. You get what I'm saying? And a lot of times division is self-inflicted, and then it's like a cancer that spreads among other people, because you see how God slayed and got rid of multitudes of people. He got rid of tens, hundreds, thousands of people all at once. You know, so when people don't fear the Lord, they will get there, as you get what I'm saying. So the book of Proverbs tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of knowledge. You get what I'm saying? In ancient times, you could see, as I'm reading this, people back then didn't even fear the Lord. So today's wicked generation, people today definitely don't fear the Lord. So that's why more wrath, plagues, judgment has to be poured out all over this earth, because there's just too much evil and wickedness going on, and it has to be weeded out. And I know that's something people don't want to hear, but that's how the Father gets down. You know, we do serve an awesome, good God, but he does have his wrath. He does have his anger. He does have his way of, you know, laying down judgment. You get what I'm saying? That's why we got to really fear the Lord and live better and do right by people, do right by the Lord, and make better choices with our lifestyle, because the Lord's wrath is nothing to play with or underestimate. And that's what these people do. When people become prideful, they really, you know, mock God and play around with him like, you know, he ain't about it. But the Lord is, trust, he's the maker. He could take anybody out. Believe that. All right. So now that was the book of Numbers chapter 16. Now we're going to go into the book of Numbers chapter 17. All right. So here we go. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and take of every one of them a rod according to the house of their fathers, of all their princes according to the house of their fathers, 12 rods, write thou every man's name upon his rod. And thou shalt write Aaron's name upon the rod of Levi, for one rod shall be for the head of the house of their fathers, and thou shalt lay them up in the tabernacle of the congregation before the testimony, where I will meet with you. And it shall come to pass that the man's rod, whom I shall choose, shall blossom, and I will make to cease from me the murmurings of the children of Israel, whereby they murmur against you. And Moses spoke unto the children of Israel, and every one of their princes gave him a rod apiece for each prince one, according to the father's houses, even 12 rods, and the rod of Aaron was among their rods. And Moses laid up the rods before the Lord in the tabernacle of witness. And it came to pass that on the morrow Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded and brought forth forth buds and bloomed blossoms and yielded almonds. And Moses brought out all the rods from before the Lord until the children of Israel, and they looked and took every man his rod. And the Lord said unto Moses, bring Aaron's rod again before the testimony, to be kept for a token against the rebels, and thou shalt quite take away their murmurings from me, that they die not. And Moses did so, as the Lord commanded him, so did he. And the children of Israel spoke unto Moses, saying, behold, we die, we perish, we all perish. Whosoever cometh anything near unto the tabernacle of the Lord shall die. Shall we be consumed with dying? All right, so that's the book of Numbers chapter 17. Now we're going to go into the book of Numbers chapter 18. All right, so here we go, Numbers chapter 18. And the Lord said unto Aaron, thou and thy sons and thy father's house with thee shall bear the iniquity of the sanctuary, and thou, thy sons with thee shall bear the iniquity of your priesthood, and thy brethren also of the tribe of Levi, the tribe of thy father, bring thou with thee, that they may be joined unto thee and minister unto thee, but thou and thy sons with thee shall minister before the tabernacle of witness. Hold on, that they may be joined unto thee and minister unto thee, but thou and thy sons with thee shall minister before the tabernacle of witness. And they shall keep thy charge and the charge of all the tabernacle. Only they shall not come nigh of the vessels of the sanctuary and the altar, that neither they nor ye also die. And they shall be joined unto thee, and keep the charge of the tabernacle of the congregation, for all the service of the tabernacle, and a stranger shall not come nigh unto you. And ye shall keep the charge of the sanctuary, and the charge of the altar, that there be no wrath any more upon the children of Israel. And I, behold, I have taken your brethren, the Levites, from among the children of Israel. To you they are given as a gift for the Lord, to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Therefore thou and thy sons with thee shall keep your priest office for everything of the altar and within the veil, and ye shall serve. I have given your priest office unto you as a service of gift, and a stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. And the Lord spoke unto Aaron, behold, I also have given thee the charge of mine, heave offerings of all the hallowed things of the children of Israel until thee have I given them by reason of the anointing, and to thy sons by ordinance forever. This shall be thine of the most holy things, reserved from the fire, every oblation of theirs, every meat offering of theirs, and every sin offering of theirs, and every trespass offering of theirs, which they shall render unto me, shall be most holy for thee and for thy sons. In the most holy place shalt thou eat it, every male shall eat it, and it shall be holy unto thee. And this is thine, the heave offering of their gift. With all the wave offerings of the children of Israel, I have given them unto thee, and to thy sons, and to thy daughters with thee, by a statute forever. Everyone that is clean in thy house shall eat of it. All the best of the oil, and all the best of the wine, and of the wheat, the first fruits of them, which they shall offer unto the Lord, them have I given thee. And whatsoever is first ripe in the land, which they shall bring unto the Lord, shall be thine. Everyone that is clean in thy house shall eat of it. Everything devoted in Israel shall be thine. Everything that openeth the matrix in all flesh, which they bring unto the Lord, whether it be of men or beasts, shall be thine. Nevertheless, the firstborn of men thou shalt surely redeem, and the firstling of unclean beasts shalt thou redeem, and those that are to be redeemed from a month old shall thou redeem, according to thy estimation, for the money of 5 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, which is 20 gerahs. But the firstling of a cow, or the firstling of a sheep, or the firstling of a goat, thou shalt not redeem. They are holy. Thou shalt sprinkle their blood upon the altar, and shall burn their fat for an offering made by fire, for a sweet savour to the Lord. And the flesh of them shall be thine, as the wave breast and as the right shoulder are thine. All the heave offerings of the holy things which the children of Israel offer to the Lord have I given thee, and thy sons and thy daughters with thee, by a statute forever. It is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord unto thee and to thy seed with thee. And the Lord spoke unto Aaron, thou shalt have no inheritance in their land, neither shalt thou have any part among them. I am thy part and thine inheritance among the children of Israel. And behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tenth in Israel for an inheritance for their service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Neither must the children of Israel henceforth come nigh the tabernacle of the congregation, lest they bear sin and die. But the Levi shall do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they shall bear their iniquity. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, that among the children of Israel they have no inheritance. But the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer as an heave offering unto the Lord, I have given to the Levites to inherit. Therefore I have said unto them, among the children of Israel, they shall have no inheritance. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, thus speak unto the Levites, and say unto them, when ye take of the children of Israel, the tithes which I have given you from them for your inheritance, then ye shall offer up an heave offering for the Lord, even a tenth part of the tithe. And this your heave offering shall be reckoned unto you as though it were the corn of the threshing floor, and as the fullness of the winepress. Thus ye also shall offer a heave offering unto the Lord of all your tithes, which ye receive, the children of Israel, and ye shall give thereof the Lord's heave offering to Aaron the priest. Out of all your gifts ye shall offer every heave offering of the Lord, of all the best thereof, even the hallowed part thereof out of it. Therefore thou shalt say unto them, when ye have heaved the best thereof from it, then it shall be counted unto the Levites as the increase of the threshing floor, and as the increase of the winepress, and ye shall eat it in every place, ye and your households, for it is your reward for your service in the tabernacle of the congregation, and ye shall bear no sin by reason of it. When ye have heaved from it the best of it, neither shall ye pollute the holy things of the children of Israel, lest ye die. All right, so that's the book of Numbers, chapter 18. That's the Lord speaking to Moses and Aaron about more laws, statutes, and commandments, and how to go about things. Now we're going to go to the book of Numbers, chapter 19, and go from there, all right? So here we go, book of Numbers, chapter 19. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and to Aaron, saying, this is the ordinance of the law which the Lord hath commanded, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring thee a red heifer without spot, wherein is no blemish, and upon which never came yoke. And ye shall give her unto Eleazar the priest, that he may bring her forth without the camp. And one shall lay her before his face, and Eleazar the priest shall take of her blood with his with his finger and sprinkle of her blood directly before the tabernacle of the congregation 7 times. And one shall burn the heifer in his sight, her skin and her flesh and her blood with her dung shall he burn. And the priest shall take cedar wood and hyssop and scarlet and cast it into the midst of the burning heifer. Then the priest shall wash his clothes, and he shall bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he shall come into the camp, and the priest shall be unclean until the evening. And he that burneth the hair shall wash his clothes in water, and bathe his flesh in water, and shall be unclean until the evening. And a man that is clean shall gather up the ashes of the heifer, and lay them up without the camp in a clean place, and it shall be kept from the congregation of the children of Israel for a water of separation. It is a purification for sin. And he that gathered the ashes of the heifer shall wash his clothes, and be unclean until the evening, and it shall be unto the children of Israel, and unto the stranger that sojourneth among them, for a statute forever. He that toucheth the dead body of any man shall be unclean 7 days. He shall purify himself with it on the third day, and on the seventh day he shall be clean. But if he purify not himself the third day, then the seventh day he shall not be clean. Whosoever toucheth the dead body of any man that is dead, and purifieth him not himself, defileth the tabernacle of the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from Israel. Because the water of separation was not sprinkled upon him, he shall be unclean. His uncleanness is yet upon him. This is the law. When a man dieth in a tent, all that come into the tent and all that is in the tent shall be unclean 7 days. And every open vessel which hath no covering bound upon it is unclean. And whosoever toucheth one man, one that is slain with a sword in the open fields or a dead body, or a bone of a man, or a grave, shall be unclean 7 days. And for an unclean person, they shall take the ashes of the burnt heifer of purification for sin, and running water shall be put thereto in a vessel. And a clean person shall take hyssop, and dip it in the water, and sprinkle it upon the tent, and upon all the vessels, and upon the persons that were there, and upon him that toucheth a bone, or one slain, or one dead, or a grave. And a clean person shall sprinkle upon the unclean on the third day, and on the seventh day, he shall purify himself, and wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and shall be clean at evening. But the man that shall be unclean, and shall not purify himself, that soul shall be cut off from among the congregation, because he hath defiled the sanctuary of the Lord. The water of separation hath not sprinkled upon him, he is unclean. And it shall be a perpetual statute unto them, that he that sprinkleth the water of separation shall wash his clothes, and he that toucheth the water of separation shall be unclean until evening. And whatsoever the unclean person toucheth shall be unclean, and the soul that toucheth it shall be unclean until evening. All right, so that's the book of Numbers, chapter 19, reading. All right, so now we're going to go into the book of Numbers, chapter 20, reading. All right, Numbers, chapter 20, here we go. Then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Sin in the first month, and the people abode in Kadesh. And Miriam died there and was buried there. And there was no water for the congregation, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron. And the people chode Moses and spoke, saying, "Would God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord? And why have ye brought up the congregation of the Lord into this wilderness, that we and our cattle should die there? And wherefore have ye made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us into this evil place? It is no place of seed or figs or of vines or of pomegranates, neither is there any drink water to drink." And Moses and Aaron went up from the presence of the assembly into the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, "Take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye into the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, so thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord, as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said to them, Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, because ye believed me not, to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel. Therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. This is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with the Lord, and he was sanctified in them. And Moses sent messengers from Kadesh unto the king of Edom. Thus saith thy brother Israel, Thou knowest all the travail thou hast befallen us, how our fathers went down into Egypt, and we have dwelt in Egypt a long time, and the Egyptians vexed us and our fathers. And we cried unto the Lord, he heard our voice and sent an angel and hath brought us forth out of Egypt. And behold, we are in Kadesh, a city in the uttermost of thy border. Let us pass, I pray thee, through thy country. We will not pass through the fields or through the vineyards, neither will we drink of the water of the wells. We will go by the king's highway. We will not turn to the right hand nor to the left until we have passed thy borders. And Edom said unto him, Thou shalt not pass by me, lest I come out against thee with the sword. And the children of Israel said unto him, We will go by the highway, and if I and my cattle drink of thy water, then I will pay for it. I will only, without doing anything else, go through on my feet. And he said, Thou shalt not go through. And Edom came out against them with much people and with a strong hand. Thus Edom refused to give Israel passage through his border, wherefore Israel turned away from him. And the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, journeyed from Kadesh and came into Mount Hor. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron in Mount Hor by the coast of the land of Edom, saying, Aaron shall be gathered unto this people, for he shall not enter into the land which I have given unto the children of Israel, because ye rebelled against my word at the water of Meribah. Take Aaron and Eleazar, his son, and bring them upon Mount Hor, and strip Aaron of his garments and put them upon Eleazar, his son, and Aaron shall be gathered unto his people and shall die there. And Moses did as the Lord commanded, and they went up into Mount Hor in the sight of all the congregation. And Moses stripped Aaron of his garments and put them upon Eleazar. And Aaron died there in the top of the mountain. And Moses and Eleazar came down from the mountain. And when all the congregation saw that Aaron was dead, they mourned for Aaron 30 days, even all the house of Israel. All right, the book of Numbers, chapter 21. And when King Arad, the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of them of spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, If thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. And he called the name of the place Hormah. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Wow, fiery serpents. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, Make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. And the children of Israel set forward and pitched in Oboth. And they journeyed from Oboth and pitched at Ajay-Abarim in the wilderness, which is before Moab, toward the sun rising. From thence they removed and pitched in the valley of Zared, from thence they removed and pitched on the other side of Arnon, which is in the wilderness that cometh out of the coast of the Amorites. For Arnon is the border of Moab, between Moab and the Amorites. Wherefore it is said in the book of the wars of the Lord, what he did in the Red Sea, and in the brooks of Arnon, and at the stream of the brooks that goeth down to the dwelling of Ar, and lieth upon the border of Moab, and from thence they went to Beer. That is the well where of the Lord spoke unto Moses, gather the people together, and I will give them water. Then Israel sang this song, spring up, O well, sing ye into it. The princes digged the well, the nobles of the people digged it, by the direction of the lawgiver with their staves. And from the wilderness they went to Matana, and from Matana to Nahalil, and from Nahalil to Bamath, and from Bamath in the valley that is in the country of Moab, to the top of Pisgah, which looketh toward Jeshimon. And Israel sent messengers unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, saying, let me pass through thy land. We will not turn into the fields or into the vineyards. We will not drink of the waters of the well, but we will go along by the king's highway until we be past thy borders. And Sihon would not suffer Israel to pass through this border, but Sihon gathered all his people together and went out against Israel into the wilderness. And he came to Jahaz and fought against Israel. And Israel smote him with the edge of the sword and possessed his land from Arnon until Jabbok, even unto the children of Ammon. For the border of the children of Ammon was strong. And Israel took all these cities, and Israel dwelt in all the cities of the Amorites, in Heshbon, and in all the villages thereof. For Heshbon was the city of Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who had fought against the former king of Moab, and taken all his land out of his hand, even unto Arnon. Wherefore they that speak in Proverbs say, come into Heshbon, let the city of Sihon be built and prepared. For there is a fire gone out of Heshbon, a flame from the city of Sihon. It hath consumed Ar of Moab and the lords of the high places of Arnon. Woe to thee, Moab, thou art undone. O people of Shamash, he hath given his sons that escaped, and his daughters into captivity unto Sihon, king of the Amorites. We have shot at them. Heshbon is perished even unto Dibon, and we have laid them waste even unto Nopah, which reacheth unto Medeba. Thus Israel dwelt in the land of the Amorites, and Moses sent to spy out Jazer, and they took the villages thereof and drove out the Amorites that were there. And they turned and went up by the way of Bashan, and Og, the king of Bashan, went out against them, he and all his people, to the battle of Edrei. And the Lord said unto Moses, fear him not, for I have delivered him into thy hand, and all his people, and all his land, and thou shalt do to him as thou didst unto Sihon, the king of the Amorites, which dwelt at Heshbon. So they smote him and his sons and his people until there was none left alive, and they possessed his land. Yes, so that's the book of Numbers, chapter 21, amen. So as you can see, you see how Israel, how they're traveling different paths and rocky destinations and enemy's land, enemy's territory, how God is delivering his people and allowing them to win those battles and prosper and take over the land and possessions, amen. It's wartime, people. Let us be strong and courageous for the Lord. God is with us in our battles, our trials and tribulations, our hardships. He is with us, y'all, and we will overcome. We will win with the Lord. The Lord is with us. We will prosper and flourish, and we will win our battles. Amen. The battle is the Lord's, and the Lord knows how to deliver our enemies into his hand. Amen. The earth is his footstool. Our enemies are our footstool. So nothing against us, y'all. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. If God is with us, who is against us? All right. So let's keep that dear to our hearts. Amen. So that's the message for today. That's the book of Numbers reading. All right. I hope that the word blessed you all and that you could apply it to your life and we could all learn something out of it. Amen. So what I would love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. All right, so here we go. He is the hope for humanity. He is the last Adam, the second Adam, the advocate, the almighty, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, the wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the Heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, Jesus, the judge, Jehovah Jireh, the King Eternal, the King of Israel. He is the King of Kings. Amen. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Be-Yahweh, HaYashai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, the Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows, the Father of lights, the consuming fire, the sustainer, the sufficient one, the name above all names, the government rests upon his shoulders. He sits at the right hand of the Father. Yes, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the prophet, the redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrector, the revelator, the revelation, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the rock, the perfect example, the root of David, the salvation, the true salvation, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the Shiloh, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, Hosanna, Hosanna, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Yes, he is the way. He is the way, truth, and life. He is the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of Yah, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the word of life. He is the word. Amen. We touch and agree. We serve an awesome creator, and the Son is amazing for dying for our sins. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are renewed, redeemed, restored, forgiven, loved, embraced. New mind, new heart, new soul, new beginnings, new path, new fellowship, new friends, new love, new scenery, new open doors, new blessings, new things in store for you. Amen. So there you have it, y'all. All right. That is the message for the day, the book of Numbers reading. Okay. So that's that, y'all. I hope that you all had a blessed day today. I hope that you all have a blessed week. All right. Better days come for you all. And I just pray that the Lord turn things around for you. I pray that he does wonderful, miraculous things in your life and that you can have a testimony to tell everybody about it. Amen. So that's that, y'all. All right. So I would love to give you all this priestly blessing, all right? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom, amen. I pray to God that whoever is listening to this message, I pray that you get baptized, you start your life with the Most High. I pray that you repent and change your ways. I pray that you become all that God wants you to be. And I hope that you keep him first and you stay on that narrow path and you stay strong through your hardships, through those trials and tribulations, through those difficult times, through those challenges. I pray that you conquer and overcome. And I just pray that you become strong and mighty for the Lord and that he gives you a joyful heart and a merry heart. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.